Tell your bitch to stop sassing me.
Philadelphia, woo, I'm gonna tear it up.
I got an open-ended ticket.
Got really drunk, like Myrtle Beach drunk.
The voice and poncho radio show.
Find a wife, you watch her, you don't believe a single word she says.
For information, I have full-size balls. Who's the king of the demo?
No bitch. Hey, wait.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is The Voice. Thanks for joining us for episode 6 of The Rebirth. Poncho, how you doing, brother?
Cold. You look mighty spright tonight. Happy tax day to you, brother. And just to give you a little update, I was on the toilet this morning and I took a peek down at my portfolio. And boy, is my return going to be abundant once again this year, Tools. I know you got your little W-2 to throw in, but it's an abundance of riches all the time with the Voice of Poncho.
Well, I don't want to explain too much to you, but when you own a corporation like I do, you got to file your taxes on March 15th, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Tools, the real corporation, the real megalotron of a structure is this show. And we've been bringing the heat for 6 shows now on The Rebirth, Tools.
Since The Rebirth.
And basically what we do, we come on here, we get fans excited, we get girlfriends warmed up, your girlfriend warmed up for us. It was another big week of Philly sports for us, because every week's a big week, Tools.
Well, I guess you can kind of say it was a big week. Most reporters and sports talks people would complain that there wasn't enough news, but not us, Poncho. Cool. We got stuff to talk about. We got people to confront. Let's get into it, man.
And you said it, Tools. That's the thing. We got these boring other sports outlets, but us, we are studs. We're stallions. And what we have is luxurious lives. And we come on and we give it to the fans every week. So
one thing people in our inner circle might know is May 2nd is a huge day. First off, NBA playoffs. You don't really care about that. It's the Derby. It's the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. This day is huge. I'm throwing a gigantic bash at my house. But I heard some really, really, really concerning information this week, Poncho. They're saying this fight might not happen. I mean, you're in, you know stuff. What have you heard?
It's on, Tools. The most concerning part, and I'm excited for your party. Word is it's going to be catered. You're going to have some beers. I'm excited I'll be here, of course. I bring all the masculinity to any room I'm in. But the most concerning thing for me is I looked over your receipts. I'm sorry, Tools. I invaded your privacy. I looked at your receipts, and I saw you had 6 pounds of leaking kale salad. I'm not drinking that. You better get some man food.
No, actually, I think I was going to go more of the Italian theme. I was going to have a baked ziti and lasagna as one of the catered dishes. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think we ought to get some Irish food. Now that we have expanded, opened up our pants for more fans now, we now have an Irish fan base, Tools. And we just wanted to tell those Blarney Stones, we appreciate you.
At the time that you're hearing this broadcast, you probably have about 4 or 5 more hours to go on the Twitter feed and look at our Periscope. That is a new app that's put out by Twitter. And we were communicating with fans. We were doing a behind-the-scenes pre-show type video. And for some reason, we were inundated with Irish women that were, like, communicating with us.
Yeah.
And let me get this straight on. The one girl said, "Why is that guy's beer so small?" Referring to you, Poncho.
Well, Tools, what I took as those messages we got, the interaction we got, was basically there were some sexual proffers to us. Because what they did was they saw us, they looked at us. I mean, you can hear us any day you want. But when you look at us two brawny-ass bastards, it tends to get them excited. We're here for you guys.
Did you ever hear the saying that there's two type of people that wear sunglasses inside? Do you know what two type of people they are?
I do, Tools, but I have...
No, okay, what type are they?
Well, Tools, I have pink eye this week.
No.
If you want to try to insult me.
No, I, I'm gonna let you. There's two type of people that wear sunglasses inside: blind people and assholes.
Well, Tools, anybody that knows me knows that on the opposite of both of those things, I see everything, and that includes the boar 360 scan. But I got pink eye, Tools, you know, and I don't want to come on this show and scare people. So basically, I had to protect my vision a little bit.
Can we interject a little bit of reality into this show right now?
Yeah.
Okay, there's something that we're going to have to start now, which is called the countdown. We have about, 9 weeks left of this show? So there might be 8 shows after this, Poncho. And our listeners, in full disclosure, should be aware of this. Your girlfriend, who we thought was your fiance.
Are you engaged?
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm off the market, but another thing.
I mean, on a previous show, you said you're engaged, but now you just have a girlfriend. And she's abroad. You say, she's on a safari or something?
Yeah, but I know you're worried she's going to come back and the show's going to be over, Tools.
No, I'm not worried. That's what's going to happen.
No,
so we have 8 more shows left, fans. You might as well enjoy them, interact with us, because that's all we got.
Oh, Tolls, I'm telling you right now, I'll be here forever for our fans until the last scrawny dweeb of a fan is listening. I'll be here.
Well, that's pretty okay. We're going to hold you to it. Well, let's get into some Eagles.
Let's
get into some pre-draft talk, because one thing's for sure, the NFL is the very best at promoting things. I mean, years ago, the draft didn't even matter. Nobody cared about the NFL draft. Now it's like this big event that's drawn out over 4 days. Round one.
Sounds like me when I rattle around in a bedroom, brother. But, yeah, you're right on it. And that's part of your May 2nd party. It'll be day 3 of the draft.
Day 3 of the draft won't be near as important. By then, we're going to find out if the Eagles drafted Marcus Mariota or not.
Well, you know what? First, can I dispel that rumor once again? And I recently had a conversation with at Wissink. And this gentleman here, he loves the Eagles. He loves the Eagles. True fan. Love the guy, you know. But he started throwing something on me if Mariota slips to 6 and the Jets pick, we got him. You know, first of all, there's no chance in hell that this guy is going to slip past 2. Even if you picked 2nd and didn't need a quarterback, if you had Tom Brady and Tom Brady's dad on your team, I'd still take this guy and then move him. He has so much value. So the fact of the matter is, unless we can move up to 2, there's no chance we're going to get Mariota, and there's no way we're doing it.
Well, you're not even sold on Mariota, are you?
I'm not sold on Mariota.
No, you think he's a product of his system,
yeah.
Correct?
Dennis Dixon, Joey Harrington. Those guys had just as good a numbers as Marcus Mariota at Oregon. And what did they do, Tools? Nothing. I mean, give me a break here. I think he's a system quarterback. And I don't want him. I'm happy with what we got. I want to get some more depth. Kind of like me, I have great depth to me and thickness. And that's what I'm looking for in a draft.
There's been some overtures to ESP. And you might say, who's ESP? ESP is at Elliot Shore Parks on Twitter. I've been very,
aggressive with him.
He is trumpeting the line that Mariota is going to the Eagles. And I just feel, as a beat writer, I should hold him accountable for what he says. And I just want him to explain how he thinks that the Eagles could get Mariota. He agreed to come on this podcast. You're nervous to have him on, correct?
Well, you know, I just think he's the kind of guy, doesn't know what he's getting into. You look at the guy, it looks like he hasn't been to a party since, you know, maybe his 3rd grade birthday party when he got his face stuck in cake by one of his own friends. So I think he'd be out of his element, but, you know, whatever. If he wants to come on, let's bring him on.
Okay, let's pretend that I'm Elliot Shore Parks and you got some questions for me. Pepper me.
Okay, Tools, here we go. Here's some draft scenarios.
All right, I'm ready to answer.
I want you to lay it out, Tools. I understand you do everything quick in life, so you should be fine with this. First of all, percent chance they get Mariota.
Do you want my answer or Elliot Shore Parks?
Your answer. I want your answer for all these, Tools.
1%.
Okay. What position will we not pick with our top 3 picks?
Top 3? What position? Running back.
Okay. Which leads me to my next question. If Gurley or Melvin Gordon, a couple of thoroughbred stallions, would drop to 20, do you even look at either one of them?
Maybe, because if you know anything about Chip Kelly, he's not going to do anything that's logical.
Exactly.
Or he's so smart, you can't figure out what he's going to do. I would say no with the need at safety or at wide receiver, but
I don't want a need pick though. Tools, I want the best thoroughbred available.
And so you would take one of those guys at 20?
No, what I want is coming up with my next question.
Okay,
this team needs a wide receiver, a lanky ass long strider. Okay, and I see four. Wide receivers, top 20, 25
worthy.
Yeah,
but you're going to have to move up for one.
Kevin White, we know, right?
Yeah,
Amari
he's not
Cooper.
Be there. All right, okay, I'm sorry.
This Perryman kid from UCF, right?
Yep.
And then we got the fourth one. So I'm asking you right now, if one of those four, Devontae Parker from Louisville, one of those four dropped to 20 by chance, are we going to take him, or are we going to actually try to pick a cornerback or safety?
I'm telling you, I know you don't want to hear this. I think they're going to go offensive lineman.
I do, too.
With their
I do, too.
Okay, wait, let me put it this way. If the Eagles do not trade up or back, I think they're going to take an offensive lineman. If they move up, which I don't have a problem with, go grab a stud wide receiver.
I think you go to 15, get one of those guys.
If they stay at 20, I think they're going to take an offensive lineman.
Last question.
If they move back, they're going to take a safety.
Last question. If Elliot Shore Parks he came on Daily News Live, whatever it's called, who gives a damn, and said there's a 45% chance they take Mariota, okay? Then why are 95% of this dwarf's tweets about them getting Mariota?
Okay. If you allow me to bring ESP on the show, if you let me bring Elliot Shore Parks on the show, the first question I'm going to ask him is, what pick do you think Mariota is going to be selected at, right? Okay, you know. And if he says 2 or he says 6, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say Mariota slips to 6. I'm going to ask him, what package of picks and players do you think it will take to move from 20 to 6? And what could it? His answer would have to be 2 first rounders,
and a player,
numerous players, and numerous picks. And then I'm going to say, you really think the Eagles are in a position to give up players and that many picks? The answer is no. I don't know if he has some weird obsession with Mariota, because if he thinks it's reality that the Eagles are going to move up and give up that much to get him, I don't even know why we're talking about it, but I would love to bring him up. Am I allowed to bring him on the show?
We'll talk about it like we do everything in closed doors board meetings. But there's no way that he's going to slip to number 6. It's going to be quarterback.
Well, listen, one thing about the NFL draft, these analysts do not know anything. If you read articles about last year, they assume that they know when players are going to go. I mean, they were saying Manziel was going to go 3rd, 4th, 5th last year. Manziel went 22nd, and he should have gone in the 5th round,
yeah,
Poncho.
Right.
These analysts do not know. There's people in the NFL that make $3, $4 million a year to evaluate talent and to draft talent. What do these analysts make? $200,000, yeah. Maybe $100,000 a year. They make that much less because they know that much less, and that's the honest truth.
Great Eagles segment, Tools. And if I could wrap it up, if you don't mind, if I could give the voicemail line to our listeners.
Oh, give the voicemail line.
I was stimulated, stirred up when I heard this breathy voicemail we got this week from some vixen, some starlet. But the number is 717-455-7164, Tools. We're also on Twitter, at The Voice Poncho, and Facebook, where we put partial nudes up there. So get on
sometimes.
Those feeds. Yeah, get on those feeds.
Is it true that you put up a full frontal nudity on Twitter?
I did, Tools. I put it up for 10 seconds. I had a flurry of activity, you know. You know, suddenly everybody
That was on your Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. It caused some stir in relationship. Because there were some unfaithful women. But, you know, moving on to something that's even less important. The 76ers season is officially over.
I love the Sixers. I don't like
this season was a disaster.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
Yeah, well, how else do you look at it other than what? 17 wins.
No. I don't want to go into the NBA.
Don't.
The NBA, you're either in the middle, you're stuck in mediocrity, or you're very good or very bad. The Sixers had the philosophy that we're not going to be stuck in mediocrity. We're going to go really bad. We're going to collect a lot of assets, but they have a ton of assets. And then we're going to do something great. I believe that they're going to do something great. You don't.
No, I like the future plan. I'm just not watching a bum team tank games.
I know. You were ridiculing me about Nerlens Noel, and then last week you come on here and you were like all of a sudden gung ho on Noel. I don't get it.
You continue to talk about Noel's growth, and we all know what that's all about. How big is it? But you know what? Some season highlights. I'll just throw a few quick ones at you if you don't mind.
You want to go over 76ers season
highlights?
Yeah,
there's not many. Embiid looked pretty good. I like to see him shooting those threes, but that's practice tools. This isn't even a real game.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
Brett Brown's coming back. I like him. And you know who I like? I like Mark Zumoff. I love the Z-Man. While I would face up Malik Rose and destroy him, I do like Zumoff.
You don't like Malik Rose?
No, I think Malik Rose is terrible.
You just think he's weak?
He's just terrible. He doesn't articulate well.
We're talking about the announcers right now.
Yes, okay. We are. I like Zumoff. I've always liked him. Since the Flight Brothers, I like Zumoff. But, I'll be looking forward to him when I'm waiting for his nickname for Embiid and Noel when they play together. So,
one thing I would say is that I was on board with this, and I was trumpeting how many first-round picks the Sixers could have this year. And things have kind of not worked out the way everybody would have hoped it. The Miami has lost like 9 out of the last 11 games, taking the Sixers. Right now, I think the Sixers have less than a 10% chance of getting the Miami pick. The Lakers pick, the Sixers have a 17% chance of getting their pick, and the Oklahoma City pick, they're not going to get. So when push comes to shove, the Sixers are going to have their first-round pick, and they're going to have 4 second-round picks.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of assets, Poncho.
Yeah,
they have a lot of money.
Tools, it could have been better, and you're right when you say it went south. A lot like your life ever since you invested in Crystal Clear Pepsi, you stupid moron. But yeah, I was hoping we would get 3 first-rounders this year, Tools, because I love this draft. I think this is a deep draft, and if we had 3... Oh, even 2 top 10, 12 picks. Oh, I'd be just so happy.
Poncho, will you watch Lottery Night? That's May 19th.
I will. And if you remember last year, that beautiful, wonderful vixen for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Mallory Edens told us. I didn't forget.
That was the owner's daughter.
I check her Twitter. It's weak. It's weak.
Her Twitter's terrible.
Her Twitter's weak. It's not even worth the follow, Tools. What it was a tease on national TV and had me in sweats at night. But there's nothing good to see on her social media, so don't bother.
But on lottery night, what I'm looking for is the Sixers, they need to have top 4 pick. They need at least a top 4 because if they have a top 4 pick, they will either get – they need a guard. They need a guard. They
Absolutely.
Will either get
Scoring
Moutier
guard.
Or they will take Russell from Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's what they need. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, me too. And
are you ready for this?
Molly. The real highlight of the season, brother. The one, the only Molly Sullivan, the sideline reporter for the Philadelphia 76ers, had a great season. Great season, Tools. She's been wonderful all year. And let me tell you something, Tools. That last game of the year, she brought her A-game. And when I say A-game, I mean short little tiny red sundress A-game. And I'll tell you what right now, I'm a kind of guy, I'm with a woman, and I'm courteous, I'm faithful, but it had me excited, Tools. But
are you with someone?
Some major...
Just, are you engaged?
Yeah, I am, Tools. I'm off the market, but another thing, Tools. Some major news, Tools.
So you're engaged?
Major news. Molly Sullivan's taken.
Is it with Marcus?
You know me. No, I thought it was too. Yes, but Marshall Harris. No, Marshall, it's not.
Marshall.
I scour Twitter. I scour Instagram.
Obviously,
I get
a researcher.
Around. But yeah, I don't know. It's some half hipster. I don't know with the little beard thing.
What is your definition of a half hipster?
Well, it's kind of like I think he's going for like the part with the gel job, like yourself, Tools. I mean, you got the hat on this week, but the gel job, but the beard's not quite hipster, right? You got to tighten
Would
it up.
You ever consider wearing skinny jeans?
Oh, Tools, you know what if I came across a guy with skinny jeans, you know what I'd do to him?
You wouldn't do it. No, mate, man!
Why not? Because I'd be punching his face and his pants!
What did I tell Look at the screen.
Well, Tools, you know what? When I think of skinny jeans, I just get really, really excited, and I just want to abuse somebody. But I thought Molly had a great season, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to next year with her.
Thanks. Now I'm just going to clean off the computer because there's beer all over
well,
it.
Well, let's do something that everybody wants to do, Tools. I think it's time to get to the Phillies a little bit here.
Yeah, I don't even...
I mean, we're 20 minutes into the show, so I guess that's time for the Phillies. Give them a minute or two. What's your initial thoughts here? How are you feeling?
What's my initial thoughts? My initial thoughts is this is the most embarrassing organization ever. I've gone over this a million times. There's no salary cap in baseball. They produce more money. They had a printing press at Citizens Bank Park. Yeah. They couldn't develop talent. They couldn't make a trade that was proper. They stink. Ruben Amaro still has a job. If you made $8.50 at Sonic making burgers, you would be fired if you were as inept as he is.
Well said.
He might be a nice interview, and Michael Barkham might love to talk to him, but he should be gone. It's an embarrassment. We should have a top-flight organization with Philadelphia. I told you, I don't want to come on every week and rip this team. Don't get me started.
Well, it's too
late
for
terrible.
That. Too late for that.
My summer is ruined because
of
that.
Well, this is the one saving grace that you can have when you have a bad team. And it's a good announcing team. But unfortunately, I don't think we have that. What do you think of this new crew? We got Ben Davis with the bronzer on. We got T-Mac and Matt Stairs
Mickham's
on. Sometimes.
I will say this. On the Sundays that Mike Schmidt is there.
Oh, good God.
You don't think Schmidt's a good announcer?
Mike Schmidt tolls. No wonder his wife left him. This guy would talk during a three-way with Victoria's Secret model.
I think Mike Schmidt is a good announcer, and I enjoy listening. But what? All right. Obviously, we have a difference.
And Matt Stairs, dude. Somebody put a pile of blow in front of this guy because he needs to get excited about something, Tools.
Yeah, give him,
give him something.
Listen, T-Mac, let him do some keep-ups so we can get him a little more excited.
And if T-Mac ever gets Utley's box out of his mouth, maybe he'd make a good point. But yeah, I'm a little fed up with that announcing crew, Tools. I like David Murphy.
You know,
I like David Murphy.
The worst part. You like David Murphy?
I actually like him. I think he's entertaining. He's kind of...
Wait a second.
The outfield guy or whatever. He's in the stands.
Oh, that's not... That's...
Yeah, David...
Murph. I don't know. Christ. I don't know. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, Tool.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the beat reporter. What's his name?
High Cheese. Yeah.
Well, what's his name?
Yeah.
Did you see his new haircut?
Oh.
It's worse than yours.
Tools, let me tell you something. What? But yeah,
he's
moving.
He's got some like dorsal fin sticking up. It's like, that's from like probably 2002, dude.
Tools, that's from years and years of being pummeled to death. And then you just decide, hey, I'm going to be a rebel. I'm going to be edgy. But you know what, Tools? This guy's a joke just like all the other reporters.
He's a joke just like you. But anyway, all right. Time to talk about women.
Yeah.
Because we love. Oh, wait. Did I jump in? Well, all right. What did I jump
Tools,
in?
Tools, you know, I know you've had a lot of beer here, Tools.
Well, I've had a couple.
Look at my Twitter, brother. Look at my Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I got this great clip. On Jeopardy, I was on Twitter and they were like joking about this Jeopardy question and answer, which is very awkward, but I just had to bring it on the show. So Alex Trebek asks a question, a gentleman gives his answer, and he was wrong, and so I'm just going to let it play. So this is a Jeopardy question and answer.
In life for 400, please.
In common law, the age of this signaling adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls. Tom?
What is the age of consent?
No.
So Tom thought the age of consent was 12 and 14. So that's awkward. That's like horrible. You're like, why would you answer that? Now I'm going to play you the answer.
Carrie?
What is majority?
No. That is puberty.
Oh, it was puberty. Thank you, Alex. Why the hell are they asking a question about when puberty is?
Awkward. And what kind of childhood does Tom have? That's what I want to know.
He thinks that a woman's age of consent is 12.
Anyway, Tools. Wow. Nice pull there. You watch Jeopardy? That's a shock.
No, I found it on Twitter. That's the point.
Okay. Well, speaking of Twitter, we've got a follow in a week here. And this is basically a sympathy follow, Tools. At M. Blymeyer. This is for the female fans that we have. If any of you guys are bored, and this guy's dying for a peace, Tools.
Who is he?
Even a pity bang. Come on, ladies. Give him something. At M. Blymeyer, he's a bachelor. He's single, and, you know, the guy's hurting. So we're all about the fans.
Yeah.
And we want to return a favor to fans that listen to us. So any females that are just hard up, get a hold of this guy.
All right. My fall of the week is at Brett Hambright. At Brett Hambright. Excellent news. Excellent stuff. Good
I'll
crime.
Check it out.
Okay, yeah. You might want to follow.
All right. Thanks for putting it out there. And everybody knows the voicemail is 717-455-7164.
The Twitter handle is at the voice poncho. Get at us. We love to interact with our fans.
And don't forget the website, Toys, www.thevoiceofpancho.com. And all those feeds are active, and all of them wear protection because we're wily guys.
All right, Poncho, can I tell you something that happened to me this week?
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I have a routine in the morning. I'm sure you have a routine. And one routine I have is I wake up a little earlier than the woman. I go down. I make a cup of coffee, and I get on the iPad, and I like to read sports in the morning. Well, so I fire up the iPad, which, this has 12-hour battery life, 12-hour. 8% left. 8% left on the iPad.
I know what happened there.
I don't understand, and I'm not sure if this is for all women or 98% of women. Learn how to charge things. How many times have you been out in the evening and your woman comes up to you and says, "Hey, can I use my phone? I got to call my sister because my phone's dead." Charge your phone, women. Learn how to charge your phone. Come up with a system. You charge it when you go to bed. And then possibly when you come home from work, you give it another half-hour charge. If you use the iPad and you're going to go to bed, plug it in. Just don't lob it next to you on the couch. Start charging your stuff.
Great point, Tools. And, as we respect women, Tools. We worship them, and we devote ourselves to our women. But you know what? My woman's got about 16 different Apple products, and not a damn one of them's ever charged up. So what I'm going to start doing is, if it's not charged, I'm going to put a charge into you, sister. So plug it in.
All right. We just want them to charge their item. That's all
right. You're right, Tools. You're right. But, you know, it's ridiculous. We spend all this money on this equipment and $80 for each different charger, and they never use it.
Time for your hour and the fans' favorite section.
And our lady
flavor
fans.
Flub.
Our lady fans have told me it sexually stimulates them, the flavor and the flub.
The women are screaming for you, Poncho.
And there it is, Tools, including those Irish ladies that love
us now.
We're
going to treat all you women woo, the way women ought to be treated.
Indeed. And the flavor and the flub of the week. Do you got a flavor?
Yes. I was having trouble with her name. Could you? It's Britt McKenney or?
McHenry.
McHenry. She is the ESPN reporter who is very attractive. And I think in society nowadays, it's a let's get you type society. Let's catch you saying something wrong and then demand that you get fired. This poor lady was a victim. She was a victim of these over-aggressive towing companies that are basically given the right to tow your car no matter what and say, you got to give us $500 or you can't have your car, even if they didn't tow your car for the right reason. So she insulted a woman. She told the woman what was true. You're ugly, you're fat, you're uneducated. That's the truth. They're ripping her off, and then the lady goes, oh, well, I have a video, and I'm going to release it. So what?
Yeah.
ESPN, shame on you for suspending this lady. I'm sick of this I gotcha type society where all we do is look for people to say the wrong thing, and then everybody claims they're perfect and demands their job. Everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Quit acting like you're perfect.
Yeah, and Britt McHenry, the only ESPN reporter that talks, brings real talk to the game, Tools. I love her. And, yeah, as you mentioned, a little footnote, attractive. I got a flavor for you, Tools. Basically, he goes by the Twitter handle of @JereEagles21. You seen this gentleman, Tools?
He's a good guy.
He's a hell of a follower, and he's also a brawny-ass bastard that gets around.
He's a hell of a follower.
Yeah, follow this guy. We love his devotion. We love his support.
A true fan.
If I see you in public, fella, I'll hug you, and then I'll start drinking with you.
I'll buy him his next drink.
Flub of the week.
Yeah, my flub of the week is the Flyers organization. I'm so sick of it. I mean, they fire another head coach, right? They act like it's the coach's fault. What the problem is, they are so entrenched in the past, they have no vision. They don't understand how to do things. The Sixers have visions. They tank. What the Flyers should have done this year is said, we're not going to try to be an eighth seed. What we're going to do is bring our young players up. We're going to get, this is a deep draft. We're going to tank. Flyers organization, way to fire Berube. Yeah. Ron Hextall, good luck. I loved you between the pipes. I love that you'd smack the crap out of people, but come on.
Tools, you're also in between the pipes all the time. I got a flub, but here we go. And you know what? I'm going to anger you, and I'm going to anger the fans. It's Bruce Jenner, this he-she. And basically what I saw was someone retweeted. I immediately unfollowed this person that retweeted this. Retweeted a picture of him, my first manicure, his red nails or whatever. Let me tell you something right now, Mrs. Bruce Jenner. I'll pull a skirt over your head, and I'll beat you with my callous blue-collar hands any day of the week.
What are you so mad about?
Well, Tools, this guy shows his hands off. He's trans, whatever. I don't know what you call it, but
no, listen.
He's an Olympic champion. No. He's disgracing the country.
Let me get real quick my thing on Bruce Jenner. I have no problem with the fact that you're a transgender or trans. I have zero problem with that. The problem I have with you is you fired your marketing agent. You got a new marketing agent. You didn't sign a contract with E! Because you're going to try to make money off the fact that you're a fake transgender. You're not. You're a
beautiful daughter, though, Tools. My goodness gracious. And thank you again. This is wonderful, wonderful.
Everybody, have a great week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, because we are on YouTube, as some people know.
I hear all the time.
Go out there. Get at it this week, everybody. Get at it.
Show it. Smoke weed, don't smoke weed, can't.